At the site of the World Trade Center in New York, recovery efforts continue. The bodies of six more police officers were found over the weekend. NPR's Chris Arnold went to the site yesterday, 5 months after the September 11th attacks.
50 feet below street level, an earth mover shakes out a giant shovel full of rubble on the floor of the gaping pit that's been excavated where the Twin Towers once stood. A group of police officers and firefighters stand watching, hoping to see a sign of human remains. Nearby, some firemen are searching the rubble by hand. Firefighter Ron Caraba.
They're digging by hand, picking through the rebar, twisted up rebar and concrete and steel.
Just a few yards from here, in the pre-dawn hours Saturday morning, a recovery crew uncovered a section of a police uniform. Soon, the call went out on the radio. They'd found the body of fallen Port Authority Police Captain Kathy Mazza. The Port Authority was in charge of security at the Trade Center, and 37 of its officers were killed when the buildings collapsed. Sergeant Kevin Devlin, a friend of Mazza's, was already driving here to report for his shift when he heard the call.
When I heard, I was on Chambers Street, and I must have blown every red light going down Chambers, because, I know psychologically, that they're passed away, they're not there anymore, but it was just like, I got to get down there and help get her out. And, it was heart-wrenching.
While taking a break in a police lunch trailer, Sergeant Devlin remembers he and his fellow officers worked the entire day on their hands and knees uncovering Kathy Mazza and eventually five other officers. They were found with the body of an unidentified woman who it seems they'd strapped into a rescue chair and had almost managed to get to safety when the building crashed down on them. Sergeant Devlin helped train Kathy Mazza when she was a rookie and watched her rise through the ranks to become a captain and a close friend.
She was, any male cop on his job, she could make them blush, really blush. She had some really off-color comments that she could throw at you and crack you up. And before she became a cop, she was a ER nurse. She was a tough boss. She could be tough at times, but if you were an active cop, she really loved you, and she took care of you. And she was just a really great girl. Sorry. And she was just a really special person, and I really miss her.
The past 5 months have been especially hard for Sergeant Devlin since his wife worked in the World Trade Center at Fiduciary Trust Company. She wasn't there that day, and she's okay, but Devlin says she lost 87 coworkers.
If I didn't have her, I couldn't do what I'm doing. And I guess as a couple, we're just like overwhelmed between, as a matter of fact, Saturday, after being down there for 13 hours and finding six of our people, I left here and went to a memorial service for one of her employees. So it's just constant. I don't know when it's ever going to end for the two of us, but thank God we have one another.
Back out in the pit, it's some people's job to make sure nobody else gets killed or seriously injured working in this precarious job site. Not the least of the concerns is a seven-story deep wall running down into the pit that's preventing the Hudson River from washing in on the hundreds of firemen, police, and construction workers here.
That's a slurry wall. It's holding back the Hudson River. We got about 200 gallons a minute leaking in here. Most of it comes from underneath the ground. Some of it comes from the slurry wall itself.
Ronald Spadafora, safety chief for the New York Fire Department, says workers are constantly pumping out water and reinforcing the wall as they dig down beside it. Spadafora says another concern is the pulverized concrete dust in the air here, the long-term effects of which he doesn't believe anybody knows.
Like a fine debris dust coming from the concrete, the sheetrock, and that's what gets into your lungs. That's what OSHA's been telling me is the worst stuff that's out here. But it's also asbestos and hydrocarbons and benzene, think aromatic hydrocarbons, a lot of bad stuff out here.
The recovery teams here wear respirators much but not all of the time. More than 300 firefighters have taken medical leave due to severe and chronic coughs. Still, public and private groups are constantly testing the air, and most report acceptable levels of dangerous substances, and the work goes on. Port Authority Police Officer Jim White says for many here, the hardest days are when they don't find anything.
A couple of days go by, you think, are we going to find any more? female, or did, you know, we just find our last people we're going to pull out in this area.
So far, more than a million tons of rubble have been removed from the Trade Center area. And those working here think the recovery effort could be completed ahead of schedule sometime in May or June. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.